Scott Cooper, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Why is school starting so early this year?
This year's calendar starts 3 days earlier than last year because we're not going to continue with school days beyond Memorial Day weekend as we have done the last 2 years. I got a lot of comments from parents and students and even teachers that they would rather start a little earlier and end on Memorial Day weekend as we have done for decades prior to the last 2 years.
Have you heard a lot of feedback from people on that?
Yeah, they're very excited about it, very thankful. In fact, that was the only calendar shift that I heard about, and I heard about it from dozens of community members and parents and students. So it was an easy shift to do. Okay, we'll start earlier, and we'll end at Memorial Day.
As you start out this year, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm super excited about this year. We only had a few new staff join our team, and they're outstanding individuals. And I'm very excited about that. The year before, we had about 40% of our instructional staff change over, so that was a big change for our organization. But this year, it's just a few changes in personnel. We have larger changes in the work we're doing with our students in the elementary and the secondary school. Some big shifts there to make learning more individualized, more personalized. I'll just talk about a couple of those real quick here. In the elementary, we landed a large literacy grant, $420,000 over 3 years from the Colorado Department of Ed, and that pays for an extra literacy coach. So we have a professional teacher who's a literacy coach in addition to all the other staff to help with literacy in the primary grades, all new reading curriculum. So we have all new reading materials for the primary grades, and this is sustainable at least through 3 years with the grant funding. In the secondary, there's a move towards a modified block schedule, which is going to provide more opportunities for, you know, movement towards deeper learning models of collaboration, student voice and choice, while learning the critical content at the same time. Now, this is a slower process in the secondary. It's probably going to take about over the course of the next 5 years to fully implement that.
So, when a high schooler hears a schedule change, yeah, sometimes that might be a little bit of a crazy thing. What is a modified block schedule?
Modified block, so you have Monday, Wednesday, Friday looks fairly traditional. You have your seven periods, roughly 55 minutes a class. But then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you only have four classes, and they're longer, usually about an hour and a half. And the idea is those classes can go deeper into the subject matter. The lessons can be longer. They might be a little bit of a combination of lecture with a lab experiment, you know, especially in science. It could be a mini field trip somewhere. Maybe I know our biology class likes to go to the river quite often and study the ecology of our Dolores River, which is just across the street. It's a great asset there.
Any challenges you might see for students in that?
Some challenges. Some students thrive in longer class sections. Some sometimes struggle, but the idea is we're going to meet the needs of all students with this modified block in that 3 days a week they have the traditional seven periods and 2 days a week, they have four periods.
Any big challenges in general you see coming up in this school year?
Yeah, you know, every challenge every year is attracting and retaining high-quality staff.
You only had a few teachers coming in?
True. We had a lot of shifts internally. A lot of people moved internally to new positions, but only a few from outside of Dolores came in to join the team. That's pretty rare. Usually we'll have more of a spring hiring season and into summer and have to attract and land many more teachers. And this is a challenge across all school districts and across the nation. There are fewer and fewer teachers every year in this profession. So if you are listening and you are interested in the alternative and an alternative path to becoming an educator and you have a bachelor's degree or higher, please give us a call. We're always looking for a couple of opportunities there to make a good match between a high-quality community member who's already here and someone who wants to become a teacher. We can help grow you into a teacher.
Scott Cooper is the superintendent of the Dolores School District. Scott, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.